I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. The growing demand for organic products in the U.S. is outpacing supply. As farmers and importers look to fill the need, the House Ag Subcommittee on Biotech, Horticulture, and Research told Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs Greg Eichbach there must be a balance between the demand for organic products and the integrity of the organic seal.
You know, I have some sympathy for people trying to get into this, but it'd be better off to try to figure out how to give them resources to comply with the regulations than it would be to try to lower the regulations.
It's tough to keep that, get and achieve that organic certification, so I certainly appreciate how that process is to go about. And we need to protect that, not protectionism, but at least protect the integrity of that.
I wanted to also reiterate our chairman's comments about not relaxing our organic standards, but doing whatever we can to support especially small and medium-sized farmers.
There's broad bipartisan consensus in making sure that we protect the organic certification process and label for our farmers who have taken the risk to provide the food that's going to be in much more demand over the next decade.
That was House Ag Committee Chairman Colin Peterson of Minnesota, California's Doug LaMalfa, Washington's Kim Schreier, and Illinois' Rodney Davis. The meeting also addressed increased cooperation between the USDA and Border Patrol to reduce fraudulent organic imports. I'm Maura Bennett with the Ag Information Network of the West.